your number one station, your official station.
You're listening to The Itch. My name is Casey.
My name is Dan.
And I'm Aaron, and this week we are scratching the itch to dream big. You know, I've heard it said before that vague goals get vague results. And I'm not going to lie, the itch has largely pretty vague goals, if any at all specifically. But one thing that we are not vague about, and that comes up pretty frequently in our group chat, is people we would love to talk with. So we decided to go public in this episode with some of those goals. Some of those, we're calling them wish lists guests for the show. We've talked about them with each other plenty over the years. We've checked a few wish list guests off of our list, or at least the bands themselves, and there's plenty more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So that way we can look back on when we actually get some of these interviews and be like, yes, we called that.
Exactly.
Unless we dream too big.
Yes. Which I probably did. I'm not gonna lie.
We did not. We didn't make the only rule we had was come up with three.
Yeah.
We did not put any boundaries. So dream as big as you choose.
That in itself is tough. Like, yeah. I can have like 10. Like, as soon as you're like wish list, I was like 10. I got it right now. 10. You're like, no, three. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
I'll be honest. Like this for mine, it's not like these are the top three per se. It was really, I like to your point, like I have a much bigger list and it was like, these three are really standing out to me and I'm feeling them right now as this would be fun.
Yeah.
That's well said. Yeah.
Yeah. If we do this, if we did this again in 6 months or a year, I could easily come up with three more wish list guests. No problem.
Of course.
But one thing we also wanted to do was have some fun with, I don't know, audience engagement. So we put the word out on the socials to also ask who you, our friends and listeners and whatnot, would like to hear us speak with. And so I thought the best way to start this would be to run through some of those before we get into our own.
Yeah, I would definitely want to mention Pat's suggestion, because that's definitely actually one of my dream interviews as well. He suggested Seether. And Seether is a band that I absolutely love. I've been a huge fan of them since they came out. Way back in like 2002, 2003 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the band that I've seen like the third most times. I've seen them live a ton of times. Every time they come through town, I pretty much am there watching them because they're one of my favorites to see live.
Fun fact, we barked up that tree a couple of years ago and probably could have made it happen if I'd have followed through a little bit more. If you remember, for a minute, we were trying to do international interviews with bands from different countries. Seether's been in the U.S. for a long time, but they're not from the U.S. originally. And so I was like, let's try this. So yeah, maybe someday we circle back around and check that one off the list.
Yes.
Also, our friend Pat, he suggested Seether. He also suggested Lamb of God, yeah, which is, if you've listened to this show anywhere since the beginning, at one point was a bit of a running joke. We love Pat. He is a super dedicated a pal and a huge Lamb of God fan, and the gag was always that we were not, and so
we are not.
Yeah, we still
I respect them, but I'm just not a fan. Yeah.
Yeah, he wants the Lamb of God coverage and we're like, I'm sorry man, we just can't do that much for you. It's just not our thing.
But hey, if Randy ends up on the table, we'll do it.
Yeah, I ain't passing that up.
Yeah, if the opportunity presents itself. Yeah, for sure. Our friend Julie had a detailed,
yes,
descriptions of some people, and I kind of want to read this because I think this is cool.
Do it.
So she says, I'm not sure if you've interviewed them before or not, but I think Poet the band would be a great interview. Individually they've been in the biz for a while, but together they're a newish band that's currently releasing new music and will be touring this summer and fall, plus they're homies with our friends Evo Under Fire. I've heard of Poet. I don't remember hearing them much, so they're still ultimately new to me, but I'm intrigued, and we'll check that out. She also recommended a band called Sierra Pilot. She says, it's a band I discovered when they opened for Pop Evil. They're Canadian and just played their first show in the States. And so she'd love to hear what their experience here is like and know more about them. She said they sounded great and had a ton of energy. So yeah, totally, we'll check them out as well. We appreciate that. And then on the bigger wish lists bands. She suggested Slipknot, Trivium, and Wage War.
That would be fun, especially Wage War, because then I could recount our experience in the elevator together.
I think Wage War is within the realm of possibility, and so we'll see what we can do about that.
That would be cool.
I don't know how Slipknot would happen. That just seemed, unless, like, I don't know.
We have connections to Corey Taylor, but I don't know that we can get Corey Taylor.
He's a big pull.
Well, that, and I'll be honest, like, I love Slipknot. I love their music, but there's a lot of drama surrounding them right now, and we're not fans of being involved in drama. And so, like, I would love, don't get me wrong, I don't think I'd ever turn down Corey Taylor, but I don't want to be involved in the drama that's kind of currently surrounding all of them.
No, I think we'd just be like, so tell us about Iowa. And that would be that.
Do you own a farm in Iowa?
That too.
How much of Iowa do you own?
Speaking of people from the Midwest, our final Facebook suggestion came from Paul Johns, who suggested that we interview Abraham Lincoln.
So we had to double check to make sure that he was talking about the historical figure and not a band. He's like, is this a band? I don't know. Does he know something we don't? Like,
now, if he had clarified, that would have been great. But I will note, there is a band called Abe's Lincoln. They're a premier Cincinnati-based cover band bringing you the sights and sounds of the most popular feel-good hits from the 80s to today.
So, you know, we actually did discuss this. Was this a joke or was this a band?
Right.
We did our research.
Yeah, and there is a band called Abraham Lincoln, supposedly, American Vietnamese rock band formed in 2021.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're awesome. That's probably why they're on that list.
Yes, as well as just a band called Lincoln. Like, if you go down a rabbit hole, I'm sure you can find plenty of Abe Lincoln related band. There's probably a band that performs dressed as Abe Lincoln or something with the top hats or whatever.
Dude, and they better start their show off like 4 score and 7 years ago. I'm about to fuck this pit up.
That's a gimmick. Somebody do that. Somebody needs to do that. And if that happens, we will interview that band. I mean,
if a band can make it known as the Dead Kenny G's, yeah, that would be fun.
Dead Kenny G's.
Oh, the Dead Kenny G's.
Those gimmick bands crack me up. All the Star Wars bands crack me up. There's Harry Potter ones. There's Simpsons ones. Great stuff.
All the 8-bit stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yes, all of it.
Ailstorm.
All right. Moving over to another social media platform. Our friend Allison suggested a band called Hotel Mira. Says they have a new EP coming out. She says, but they're from Canada. Now, I think she is saying that under the premise that we do our interviews in person. Good news for her. We don't. And we don't mind Canadians. So... that band is on the table.
As you might find out by listening to most of our interviews, most of the time we're in a closet.
Yep. That's the truth.
I think RJ asked me, he's like, you were in a closet, Dan?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
All of my like backgrounds fell down, so now it actually looks like a straight closet.
Our friends, X Radio X, the music podcast, suggested Mike Doty, which is a fun one to me. You might most likely know him as the frontman for the alternative rock band Soul Coughing that had a few big hits in the 90s. I think that is a super random and also awesome suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doty is a strange and interesting person. And to my knowledge, he releases music exclusively on Patreon. His Patreon now, which I think is a pretty fascinating business model. There are some artists out there who are tired of the whole streaming thing, and they're just like, you know what? I'm done getting paid a fraction of a penny for a bazillion listens. Give me a couple bucks, and you can have my music directly.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, and he might be worth it just to explore that, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more platform to cover here. This one was a lot of fun. I'm trying to figure out how what order to go in here. So we had Marissa on Instagram suggested Annex Void. Now, Annex Void is a band that we, in part, have spoken with before. Our friend Gabby from Black Note Graffiti is also in Annex Void. So, I mean, we'd be happy to make that happen again sometime.
Yeah.
And then the Annex Void account, which I'm pretty sure was Gabby, put Loathe on the wish list. Loathe is a pretty hot band in that like heavy scene right now. Again, they're the one that's not really our flavor, but I get it. And it's something that, yeah, it's another one of those where, like, if the opportunity came up, we probably would take it. And then finally, our friend Crystal on Instagram said, Lizzie Hale, please. To which I told her to stay tuned because we have a related interview coming out next week.
Yes, we do.
Lizzie remains on our wish list. She's been there for a while already. So I think you were just adding another vote.
Yeah.
For her.
Ideally, my wish list would be her and her brother together.
Yes.
I would. That would be absolutely amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Just seeing that chemistry and hearing it. Because we got to experience it a little, you know, after the Chemical Fire show in Nashville, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Totally agree. That ultimately, that really is the dream there, is both the Hales. So maybe one day. I think it is some point down the line in the realm of possibility for sure.
With Mama Hale.
Oh, the trifecta.
I just think that'd be awesome. Like, I don't know. Just top it off.
Yeah, the ultimate Mother's Day episode.
Yeah.
Yep, Mama Hale and Lizzie and RJ. Still is the dream, and now it's been said out loud. So yeah.
There we go.
So we will tag them in this, and they will know about it.
I mean, has it happened? I don't think it's happened.
To my knowledge. Yeah. Now somebody's going to try to beat us to it, but...
Yeah. And they probably will.
Dang you, Jay, from the hook.
A lot more people have better pull than we do.
I think we get exclusive podcast first right of refusal on all Mama Hale interviews. So, so we're going to tie her up in court and nobody's going to have her on the show until we have her. All right. Thank you for everybody who chimed in on that, by the way. I only put that up like 2 hours before this recording and I was surprised to get as many responses as we did.
Yeah.
So
I thought the same thing.
Should do it more often.
We should do it more often. Totally agree.
I'll go ahead and start because I'm pretty, you know, blatant about who my favorite bands are. So I think we've kind of talked about it before. Everybody would probably expect me to say Metallica. So I'm not going to say Metallica. just to put that out.
What a twist.
But the other one that I will say is System of a Down, and specifically Serj Tankian. For one, he's an activist. I would love to hear, you know, not only his stories about the activism that he does, especially for like the Armenian genocide and all the great stuff that he does with that. But I'd also just like to hear maybe his take on, you know, what's going on with System of a Down reuniting. I know that typically any interview I've ever heard with him, he will redirect and redirect and redirect. But maybe I could get, you know, if we get him all conversational, I can get a smidgen of information out of him. Who knows?
That would be an epic interview, to say the least.
Yeah, that's a level right there.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, I'm going to throw one out there that is also, it's similar to the extent that this has been a band that's been a favorite of mine for a long, long time in the way that Dan loves System. And that is Jim Adkins of Jimmy Eat World. I've been a Jimmy Eat World fan since we started this show. So 20 plus years now. They're a band that has 9 that they acknowledge albums and only one miss in that whole catalog. And that to me is fantastic. He is a very thoughtful person, fronting a very consistent act. I don't get tired of listening to that band. And they're one of the few bands that I own vinyl of, which is a pretty elite level. Because I'm very picky about that. So if anyone from Jimmy World wanted to come on the show, I would be overjoyed. Jim in particular, you know, as the primary songwriter and somebody who, you know, I've resonated with the things that he sings about for so long, would be fantastic.
Yeah, no, that would be an excellent interview. And he would bring just such a different perspective on the industry, I think.
Yeah.
I would love to do that interview for one question and just to ask him how many times people come up to him and be like, whoa.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's the icebreaker question right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the closing line of the interview.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Whoa. He'd just be like, fuck you.
Yeah, he'd be like, man, I can't believe I agreed to this. I'm firing my PR person.
We're gonna have to clip this part out if we tag him anything.
We just dissuaded him from coming on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to go on the show if they bring that up. That's like asking Rob Rivera why he plays drums sideways.
Yes.
You don't do that.
Don't worry. We have since learned to ask artists anything that we should avoid during the interview, just in case.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, Casey, give us one of yours.
The three that I'm going to bring to the table are really not going to be a surprise if you're a longtime listener of the podcast. So the first one is Ann Wilson of Heart.
Ooh.
I just think interviewing a legend such as herself would be an honor, for one. And we pride ourselves in interviewing all over the rock spectrum. And I think getting her take on women in rock and just rock in general would be awesome to do for an hour.
At least.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. That'd be a new flavor for us in the interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've done a couple of classic rock, almost blues artists. Not right. Really classic rock artists, just more mm-hmm. blues artists. And yeah, that would definitely be a different take or different situation for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be entirely down.
Yeah. So my second one is not quite as legendy as that one. and people might be surprised about who I'd actually want to interview from this band. So my second choice is Deftones, but I wouldn't want to interview Chino. And if anybody knows me, my favorite member of this band is by and far Stephen Carpenter. And the reason why is because he's like the Snoop Dogg of the rock world. And so for one, now that weed is legal in some states, mine in particular, I would sit here and smoke a joint, honestly, with the dude while we're like interviewing him, because I'm sure he would have one. Like, if you ever known Stephen Carpenter, he's always like, since the inception of the Deftones, he's always had a joint in his mouth. Like, every single picture I've ever seen him in, like, he's always got a joint in his mouth. He is, like I said, the Snoop Dogg of the rock world. But I'm sure for one, he would just have some amazing stories. He's created some of my favorite guitar lines of all time.
Yes,
and I would just absolutely love to hear like where he gets his inspiration, how he comes up with these amazing riffs that he does, and how he afforded all of the pot during his entire lifetime.
These are questions we need to know.
Be like, bro,
the answer.
How much do you think you spent on weed your entire life? Like,
get most of it for free.
Oh, like $5 million, man, at least. Yeah.
I got hookups.
Yeah. My next choice for a dream interview goes a completely different direction from that. I have no idea of this person's views on weed. and they don't write guitar licks at all. They are instead a world-class pianist. And that is one Ben Folds. I freaking love Ben Folds, especially actually his first solo album after Ben Folds 5 Split is actually my favorite. And That dude is just fascinating to me. He's so open and engaging with his fans. Like, the stuff he did during the pandemic, if I remember correctly, at the beginning of the pandemic, he was, like, literally stranded in, like, Australia or somewhere.
In a hotel
room. Just lived in a hotel for, yeah, for a few months because he couldn't leave.
Yeah.
And so he would just do live streams and Q&As and, like, make up songs on the spot with fans. And he does paper airplane request tours where people literally throw paper airplanes on the stage and he picks one up and plays whatever it says. You know, he's been around for 30 years making, you know, high quality music. He leads orchestras.
Yeah.
I read his book a few years back. It's called A Dream About Lightning Bugs, and it's fascinating. I just think he's a man that has a ton to offer and a ton to say. And I would love to be, on the other end of that conversation, hearing some of his wisdom that he's gained from over the years.
100% agree. To quote our friends from Patio Slave, it would be all sorts of music nerdery happening with a conversation with Ben Folds.
Yeah. And I mean, you got to say he, I would call his music rock. It's definitely a different type of rock.
Yeah.
But it's that very rare class of piano based rock music, especially Ben Folds 5, which had this, you know, fuzzy bass and big drums and stuff going along with him pretty much also playing the piano like a percussion instrument half the time. Like he was jamming that sucker harder than most people play the piano. So
yeah,
it's a very unique brand of rock. And that's also kind of cool to me.
All right. I'm going to keep bringing the legends and personal favorites of mine. This would be the artist that one of the first ones that I remember hearing as a kid and gravitating towards. And that would be Eric Clapton.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That would be like the end all be all. I think we'd probably have to retire after that one.
We're closing the show.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about the same person that like that 70s show called God.
God. Yeah.
Right. Once you've talked to God, where do you go from there?
Exactly. Right.
What's funny is that was Casey's second pick, which means he is going to go somewhere from there. I don't know who else he could possibly have that's going to beat that.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out in a minute.
Right. No, but I don't even know how we would come up with like specific questions to ask, like, because he's had such a long career and been in so many different bands. Like, we could just go on one band that he's been in.
Yeah.
We're going to need an hour for each. This is going to be an anthology.
We'll call you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, same time tomorrow.
No, but I would love to pick his brain for a minute.
Before I go into my third one, I kind of wanted to throw out our collective itch, you know, because, you know, these are the ones that we're sharing with you right now are personal ones, but we as a group have kind of made it evident, very evident as to what our favorites are. You know, we've been very vocal about how much we love Skin Dread, how much we love like Primus. And so I would easily say like having all of Skin Dread on the show would just be amazing.
Yeah.
Having Les Claypool of Primus that would be one of our goals and dreams. You know, Ben Burley of Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, these are all definitely dream interviews for us as well.
100%.
Can I throw one in there too? That
yes, yeah. I because there was one that I thought of earlier and I forgot, and so I'm sure hopefully maybe you have it.
I want to throw one in there that I'm kind of using it because I want to say somebody else for my third. So this is kind of like 3A and 3B, but also because I want to shout out some of our friends. So one that for sure has been on the list for me is Sonny Sandoval of POD. POD is really the first or second band, you know, of this type of music, of this new metal, heavier rock kind of stuff that led down this path that I ever really got into. So I have such a soft spot for, you know, that whole Fundamental Elements Satellite era. And they've got a new album coming out and we've heard it and it is worth hearing. And Sonny just spoke with our friends from Patio Slave, so I recommend going to check that out as well. And so I have to believe that he is within reach and we could make that happen. So I want to make sure that is said out loud so that that's when we can check off the list later.
I agree. And this is another, and you did help me remember exactly the band that I was thinking of too, because it's another band that all of us have expressed love for since we've started the show. And they actually have new music coming out that I would absolutely love to talk to one of the Rollins from Collective Soul. Ooh, yeah, and I think yeah. that you know, that's definitely an itch collective band right there as well.
Yeah.
But the artist that I want to save for last, and if anybody's listening for over the time, you can definitely probably guess who this is going to be. My son Jacoby holds my standard of success by who we've interviewed, and will not believe that my show is successful until we have interviewed Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach. And so, not only do I want to interview Jacoby because obviously I'm a huge fan, my son's named after him. I mean, kind of after him, kinda. But
that's what we're saying now.
Yeah,
we're totally owning it.
You retconned your son's name,
exactly
naming.
So for one, yes, but I've been a fan of Papa Roach honestly since they've come out in like the early 2000s. We followed their band and have been playing them on the radio show the entire time, going to see them live. They've been playing some of my favorite concerts were with Papa Roach, and so yeah, I would. And Jacoby, I would love to hear his story, especially recently, about being sober and just his journey of that. It would just be an awesome interview. And that would kind of be the peak of my mountaintop, so to speak.
Yeah. Jacoby is another one of the Collective, but we wanted to let Dan shout out that because of the personal connection. And if we did talk to Jacoby, you would have to have Jacoby either off school or whatever in the room so he could say hi.
Yeah, agreed.
I also want to recommend Jacoby Shaddix as a social media follow, particularly if you are interested in developing a habit of gratitude.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what his social media is he posts, you know, lists of, you know, good things and things he's grateful for. It's a great practice that has proven to be very healthy for him. And so, yeah, I got to endorse that.
Yeah. He's an inspiration. Like his social media is amazing. Like it's not just with the quotes, but the inspiration quotes, but he also, you know, says exactly what he's grateful for every day. He posts amazing videos, and then like there's also like he does like duets with people via social media as well.
Yeah,
it's just it's a lot of fun to follow him.
Busy guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would have never in 2001 presumed that he would become kind of one of those like spokesperson figures for that like generation of music.
Yeah,
but here it is. I wouldn't have said it about Corey Taylor either, but here they both are,
right?
So yeah, I agree.
For my last one, I'm excited about this. It came to me late in the process and it is off the wall, but I think you guys will absolutely agree that it would be great. We talked about our love for Skindred, who also is our theme song. We've talked about our love for Primus, who we play on the radio show every week. There's another artist that a snippet of their song is played on the radio show nearly every week, and that is Flight of the Conchords. And are they a rock band? No, not at all. But they are awesome.
Yeah.
They are hilarious. They are New Zealanders, and I would be thrilled to have them on the show and just be present for that banter in person.
Yeah.
You have to get both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Well, ideally, yeah.
Yeah, ideally.
Fun fact, Britt McKenzie, one half of Flight of the Conchords, did release a solo album of like serious songs a couple years ago, and I actually did reach out to try to get an interview with him.
Yeah.
I thought that was my in. I was promptly rejected. But but I tried, and I'm proud of trying. And one day, Flight of the Conchords will be like, listen, you guys got to know how much business time means to us. Every week, it's business time playing, on radio.
Playing Maybe. It for the better part of 20 years on the radio.
Yeah. I was looking through my list of people, and I'm like, this would be cool. This would be cool. And then I saw that one. I was like, that's the one right there. Flight of the Conchords. Those are the guys we got to get. All right, KC, what do you got that's a bigger cap than Clapton?
Again, these are all personal, and this one would just be an honor on so many levels. And again, if you listen to the show, this is not really that big of a surprise. The caveat would be, is that Lauren would have to interview him first, because it would be Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, dang. How didn't I see that coming? That's that. You did it. You did it. That's the one. That's right. I just got more excited about Weird Al than Clapton. I want to note that. That's for real.
I did not.
That's okay.
What we'll do is we'll have Dan sit that one out, and Lauren can take his place, and then all bases covered.
No. Dan would still want to be present for that one, I'm sure.
Okay. We'll just, yeah.
Yeah, a fly on the wall. I don't have any questions, but I would definitely want to hear it.
Yeah. We could just do an interview and have him do liners for us.
The whole thing is just liners?
No.
I want him to write a new theme song for us.
Right, yeah.
I'll make a spinoff show just to have a Weird Al theme song.
Weird Al and Flight of the Conchords combined.
Yes, that's the one right there.
No, Weird Al has been such a important, pivotal artist in my life. And I would love to just pick his brain for a minute as well.
Hey, can I sell something else on that note? Stay tuned into the not too distant future on our socials. The Itch is intending to make another guest appearance on the Weird Al show. So we won't be talking with Weird Al per se, but we will be talking about him.
Yep.
All right, guys, that was good. Yeah. I've got a ton more, and I think we'll save them for another time.
For round two.
Yeah. Got to keep a few bullets in the chamber, right?
After we knock some of these out first.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We've got to cross some of these off this list first, and then we can go back.
So I have a private, not private, it's, you guys can see it if you want, it's there, but I don't think anybody has found it. I have a list of, like, the wish list, and then, like, the now list, like, the hot list, the bands I want to talk to, like, really soon, particularly.
Yeah.
We actually just checked one of them off in Unpeople, because ever since I've heard their first song, I was like, I'm getting Unpeople this year.
Yeah.
And we did. And Calvo Louise, I had them on the list as well, and we got them late last year, so.
Yeah,
dude, it's exciting for Unpeople. They got a lot of good stuff going on. You know, we're talking about the in our group chat, we're talking about the Metal Awards. Is it a UK thing?
Yeah, it's a UK.
It's the Heavy Music Awards. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're in there for new artists, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Breakthrough or new art or something. And it was just announced a couple days after we released our episode with them. They are going to be opening for Metallica.
Yeah.
One of our obvious dream guests on Wednesday, I think in Germany or something.
Yeah. So congrats to them. Definitely excited for the things that they got going on.
For sure. So stay tuned. Now that we've said these things out loud, the next goal is to try to make a few of them happen. Yeah. Try to make all of them happen, but, you know, time. So
we make a lot of graphic art and clipping stuff and tagging, and we'll see what we can make happen.
Yeah, so that's what I was gonna say. Until next time, you know, help us out, like, let us know if you have, like, somebody's PR information, right?
Right.
We're crowdsourcing management info.
That's right,
for legends.
Yeah, if you can get us directly in touch with Eric Clapton, please do it.
I'm saying, like, anything else, man.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for listening to the Itch Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. We definitely appreciate all the feedback, all the input that everybody had. And, you know, if you have anything you want to add, throw it out there. There's definitely lots more room for more guests and more people to be shared.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for listening to the Itch Podcast. My name is Dan.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Aaron.
And until next time, seriously, help a brother out. Like, these are interviews that we need to happen.
If you enjoyed what you heard in this episode, please subscribe and tell a friend about The Itch.
Check out the show notes for links about the episode, as well as our new music playlist and where you can hear us every Sunday night.
And you can interact with us at itchrocks.com or on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Gmail, all at itchrocks, ITCHROCKS.